Welcome and thank you for joining us on the Blinded Veteran Association's Vet Tech Podcast Series. This podcast series features a variety of content from recordings from our monthly webinar series, sponsored content, educational demonstrations, as well as interviews and a variety of other items that allows individuals to learn more about the assistive, adaptive, and accessible technologies that enhances the lives of individuals with visual impairments. My name is Tim, the BVA's Director of Special Initiatives, as well as the host and the moderator of the Vet Tech series. In this episode, we will be joined by Michelle, the National Director of Sales for ORCAM, to learn more about the ORCAM Read during the October 5th Vet Tech webinar. Today's episode, we have Michelle, who is the National Director of Sales for ORCAM, that will be talking to us about using the ORCAM Read, which is a wonderful handheld device that does a lot of the similar features as the MyEye, but in a completely different form factor that just allows us to recognize the world around us, the text that we're reading through ORCAM's wonderful, powerful AI OCR solutions. Thank you very much, Michelle, for coming on board with the BVA's Vet Tech program. The BVA does greatly appreciate ORCAM's sponsorship, as well as your great devotion to ensuring that all of us veterans with visual impairments are are able to go ahead and not just use ORCAM in a successful manner, but also advocating on our behalf. So, Michelle, what do you take away for us?
Thanks so much, Tim. And thank you to all the BVA members who are on the call today. Thank you so much for your service. For me, truly, it is an honor to be able to come and present and to interact with you. ORCAM, as Tim mentioned, we are very proud to partner with the BVA and to be a sponsor. We've had a longstanding relationship with the BVA. And honestly, I've had multiple roles with ORCAM, and my favorite role has always been interacting with the veterans and working with the VAs. Prior to the role as a national sales director, I was overseeing the VAs nationwide. So I was dealing with a lot of VIST and bros and individuals such as yourselves. So once again, thank you so much for joining this afternoon. As Tim mentioned, we're going to be focusing today on the ORCAM Read, and many of you may have heard about it from, you know, I know I spoke to some of you a couple weeks ago. I met many of you, you know, at the conference, but I want to talk today about our handheld device called the Read. You know, we are known for our ORCAM MyEye device, which is a wearable device. You know, it was one of the first wearables out there when it came to technology. But we wanted to provide something a little different. Not everybody enjoys wearing something on their head. Not everybody wants to wear glasses. Not everybody wants all the bells and whistles, or rather needs all the bells and whistles that the ORCAM MyEye does. So we came out with a very simple device. I like to call it our point and click solution. So what it is, I'm holding a device in my hand, and it is a long, slender device called the ORCAM Read. Now, this particular device, the ORCAM Read, it's called the VA ORCAM Read. So it is specifically designed for the VA. It has two features that only veterans can receive, and that is barcode and money recognition. The device that we sell to the public is just called the ORCAM Read. It does not have those features. It just reads. But we wanted to design something specifically and exclusively for our veterans. So we have a device that reads, but also does barcode recognition and money notes. So once again, the device is small and slender. It's about the size of a Sharpie pen. So it weighs in just over an ounce. Right now, I'm holding a pen up next to it. So once again, small, slender. What I like about this device is there's just four buttons. So when you want to talk about simplicity, this is very, very simple. So there is a power button, and I'm just going to turn my device on because it went to sleep. There's a power button. It's in rectangular in size. There's a plus and a minus. That is one of the ways that I can control my volume. So if I hit the plus button right now,
volume maximum.
Hope you could hear that. It says volume maximum. If I hit the minus button,
volume down.
It says volume down. Now, if I proceed along the device, there's a round circular button. That is called my trigger button. So when I want to take a picture of something to activate my reading, all I do is push on that round button. So those are all the buttons on the device, just those four buttons. What's nice about them is they are tactile, or some people like to say ergonomic. So they are nice and pronounced. Most people don't need to put like a bump dot to feel maybe where the power button is or the trigger button. They're nice and pronounced. So if you're somebody who experiences neuropathy with these buttons, you should, most cases, people are able to feel them just fine. Now, if I go to the front of the device, there is a camera and there is flash. So let's say that we are in a restaurant, or I'm in my room and it's later at night and I want to read something in dim light. No worries. This device is smart. The flash comes on automatically. You don't have to worry about turning that on and off. There is also a speaker. That's how we obviously how we hear the information. There's also what we call, and I just took a picture of my hand. There's a little opening on the device. It's called the jack port. What does that do? Well, this device is Bluetooth compatible. So if you want to use, you know, earphones or headphones, you can. But let's say you don't. The device comes with hardwired earphones. So you just plug them in and put them in your ear, and everything you're listening to stays private and confidential. There is also a little eyelet. So basically, it's a little hoop that sticks out of the device. What is that for? That is for you to wear with a lanyard. So we provide a lanyard. So you, many people, they just use this device. They just keep it around their neck. So when they want to use it, they just pull it up, take a picture of what they read, want to read, and then they let it hang down by their neck. That's also a nice safety feature. It keeps from you, you know, putting it down somewhere or losing it. It's just a nice thing to have. So that really is all the features of the, or actually all the buttons of the OrCam Read. So now I'm going to show you how to read with this device. So I'm just holding a brochure in my hand. When I press that round trigger button, what it's doing is it is projecting a red frame on what I'm trying to read. Now, you don't have to see this frame, but that's what the device does. It projects a red frame and then starts to read. So what I'm going to do, I'm taking my device and I'm putting it in the middle of the page. Now I'm going to go back about 10 to 12 inches. All I'm doing is hitting that circular button. So I'm going to tap it right now. It's taking a picture. And boom, it's now reading. And it's going to continue to read. I'm going to stop it from reading by pressing that round button one time. So once again, that round button activates my reading and it also stops my reading. Now, what's nice about the OrCam is once you click that button and it takes a picture, it is capturing that whole entire page. So actually, you take a picture, you can put this device down. If you want to put it down on your table, if you're wearing your lanyard, you want to let it relax around your neck, you could walk, make yourself a cup of coffee. You could go get the mail outside. The device continues to read for you. So once you take a picture, you can relax the device and just sit back and listen. When the device gets to the bottom of the page, you hear a little beep that lets you know that it's read the whole page. Okay, so very, very easy. I'm going to do it one more time. I'm putting the device in the middle of the page. I'm pulling my hand back 10 to 12 inches. I'm hitting the round circular button. There, it's clicking, it's taking a picture. And look how fast, in just a second, the device began to read. Now, I have the ability to make the device read faster or slower. I am a slow reader. Some of you may be very fast readers. So I can control that, and I can control it very easily. I can talk to this device. So the same way that many of you probably use in your home Alexa or on your phone Siri, we have added a feature to our device that when I say certain words, then I say the command, the device is listening to me. So let's say that I wanted to raise the speed on this device. I'm going to say the words, "Hey OrCam, speed up." And I hope you could hear it, but it said rate up. The same way, if I want it to go down, I can say, "Hey OrCam, speed down." So now it said rate down. Very easy. I can make it speak faster. I can make it speak slower with just a verbal command. I can also say other commands to this device. So let's say I wanted to know the time. Many of you may have a talking watch, and that's great, but what happens if you forgot to put it on, or you're sitting in your living room and you just don't have it near you? I can say, hey, OrCam, tell time.
The time is 2:11 p.m.
I can have it tell me the date. I can have it tell me the battery status. I can, with a verbal command, have it connect to Bluetooth speakers. There are a number of commands that you can use with this device to make it custom so that it works for you how you want it to work. Another nice feature of the device is that if you have a document upside down, it's going to tell you that what you're reading is upside down. So I'm going to go ahead and show you. Once again, I'm pointing at my document, taking a picture.
The text seems upside down. To read it, rotate the page and try again.
So it just told me my document's upside down. I need to rotate the page and try again. Also with this device, I can pause. It never fails your reading and the phone rings, right? So the way that I'm going to do that is on this round trigger button, like, you know, I touch it once and it activates my reading. If I tap it twice, it pauses. So what I'm going to do right now is take a picture. It's reading. I'm going to double tap on my button. Now it's paused. I can go ahead and answer the front door and get my Amazon package. I can go ahead and answer the phone. Whatever it is you need to do. When I want to resume reading, all I'm going to do is double tap. It resumes reading just where I left off. Also with this device, I have the ability to fast forward and rewind. Maybe I'm reading something and your spouse says something to you and you missed it and you need to capture that again. So the same way when I am not reading, if I hit my plus and the minus, it controls my volume. But if I'm reading and I hit the plus, it fast forwards a line. If I hit the minus, it goes back one line. Very, very simple device to use. Those are the basics of the device when it comes to reading. It is just a point and click. So what can it read? It can read basically anything from a computer screen. Now, it's not going to take the place of, you know, of JAWS. It's not going to take the place of a screen reader. But if you have an email up, you point your device, it can read from there. You can read from your cell phone, your iPad. Plaques on walls. Let's say you're in a building and you're looking for a doctor's office. If you can feel where the plaque is, you can point your device and it would read it back to you. Products that look and feel the same. I'm going to show you a few here. So oftentimes, like I have a lotion. How do I know that this is the lotion for my face or this is the lotion for my hands? Very similar. It's a very similar container. What I'm going to do is I'm going to hold the product in my hand. I'm just going to point at it.
Dermatologists hydrating facial cleanser.
Boom. Now I know that this is my hydrating facial cleanser. It's not my hand soap. Products in your pantry. I hear people struggle with this all the time. So I have a condiment in my hand. How do I know that this is ketchup or how do I know if this is mustard? I'm going to point at the label.
Ketchup,
telling me it's tomato ketchup. So very easy. It is instantaneous. It's just a matter of holding something in your hand, pointing at it, and it begins to read. So once again, it can read from basically any flat surface, whether it's a book, it's your mail, as I mentioned, plaques on walls, your electronics, very easy to read. The fact that it is small and portable, you can take this anywhere you want. This works via batteries. Does not need to be connected to the internet. So for example, I am in Florida. It's a beautiful day here today. If I want to go outside and I want to read in my porch, I can. I don't have to be stuck connected to an outlet. I don't have to be connected to my Wi-Fi. I can take this device and read. If I want to be in a plane 20,000 feet in the air and read something, I can. It works via batteries and it has 4 hours of continuous use. Now, if you need to charge this device, it charges within 45 minutes, but you can also use the device while it's plugged in. So those are the main features when it comes to reading. But as I mentioned, we've developed an exclusive device for the VA. So it also does money. And many of you fold your bills a certain way in your wallet so you know the difference between your ones, your fives, your tens. The problem is when you get change, you pay in cash and you get change, how do you know that you've received the correct change? So with this device, it doesn't matter if I'm holding my bill upside down and backwards. All I'm gonna do is point to my bill, pointing to it right now,
$1.
And it tells me the denomination of the bill. Once again, fast, quick, and very effective. And it not only reads the American dollar, it reads the Canadian dollar, the Mexican peso, and euros. So if you like to travel, it's advantageous. It will read other types of money. It also does barcode recognition. Now, some of you may have a MyEye. This does differ from the MyEye when it comes to barcode recognition. In a MyEye, you are able to program barcodes into the device. With this device, it just identifies. So there is a database of over 1 million barcodes embedded in this device. So when it sees a barcode that it recognizes, it will tell you what it is. So I have a few samples here. Some of the barcodes it's going to recognize, some of them it's not. And that's intentional because I want you to hear what it says when it does not recognize a barcode. So the first one I'm holding up here and I'm pointing. Once again, it knew that I was, it told me Heinz tomato ketchup. Now I am going to hold, this is an off brand. I'm in Florida. We have Publix here, is my grocery store. This is a generic brand. This is what it's going to see, what it's going to say.
Unfamiliar barcode 0414.
So what it says is unfamiliar barcode, and then it begins to read the barcode number. But what do I do when a product doesn't recognize a barcode? Very simple. I can just have it read the box for me. So now I'm going to point at the box.
Thin spaghetti, enriched method.
So now I know it's my thin spaghetti. Water. How do I know if this is purified water or sparkling water? I can do it a few ways, but let's use the barcode. Being a little challenging here.
Water natural spray.
So sometimes you got to try a few times, but it recognized that it was water natural spring. So I know that this is my natural spring water and not my sparkling water. So that is how you use the barcode if you like to use that feature as a product identifier. But once again, it's always very nice and easy to have the device read enough of the label for you. I am holding a can in my hand. We know that circular items can be challenging, right? Because this is a camera. And after all, when you take a picture with a camera, what does it do? It sees the front of you, but not the sides of you. So sometimes when it comes to cylinders, we have to play with it a little bit, right? We have to move the camera around. So I'm holding a can in my hand and I'm gonna take a picture. Let's see what this is. There we go. So it told me that it was chicken noodle soup. So this is just to help you identify things that look and feel the same way in your pantry. This is how the device is very simple to use, as you can see how fast it is and how effective it is. I also want to talk about an advanced feature that this device has that's called smart reading. And there's really nothing quite like it on the market. So what smart reading is, think of it as a highlighter. Think of it as extracting information that you want to read without having to read a whole document. So I have a bill in my hand. Many of you, maybe you use, you know, CCTVs or handheld magnifiers. You know that it's difficult for that type of technology to read formatted bills. So what smart reading does is it'll extract exactly what I'm looking for. So for me right now, I'm just interested in knowing what my amount due is. So on this device, I'm going to enter a special mode, and that mode is called smart reading. So right now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to say those words. I'm going to say, hey, OrCam, smart reading.
Note that some of the text was unreadable.
Read the amounts.
Found one amount. 022435342369529.21.
So what it did was the device gave me a little extra information, right? It gave me the due date of my bill, it gave me the account number, but it did give me the actual amount due. So very simple. I'm gonna exit that mode. If not, it's gonna keep listening to me.
I am listening.
Sometimes it gets a little finicky. You gotta be a little strong with her. She's just listening today. So the device, once again, it was able to extract just what I was looking for. But let's say I go to a restaurant and I want to look at a menu. Now, an OrCam could read the menu for you. And I did see, for example, that somebody had a question in reference to if the device could read, if it was reading a directory, I would have it read across columns to find. It can read, if I'm understanding the question correctly, yes, it can read across in columns. Like it's smart, it knows how to read, for example, columns in a newspaper, so it can read columns. And it is getting better when it comes to table reading, which is reading across. So yes, it can read the columns. Now, for example, I'm in a restaurant and I am interested in just breakfast. I'm just interested in having breakfast. So I want to have it read my menu. So hold on, let me activate her again here.
Suspending, press again to shut down.
We don't want to suspend her. We're just gonna give
suspended.
Her, we're gonna wake her up.
Waking up.
Okay, so I'm gonna say these words.
71% charge.
I'm gonna say these words again. Hey, OrCam, smart reading.
Note that some of the text was unreadable. Ready.
Start from breakfast.
Couldn't find an article about fast. Let's try again.
Start from breakfast.
Couldn't find boxes. Let's try again.
Doesn't want to hear me correct today. Start from breakfast.
Breakfast served daily from 6 a.m. to 11 a.m. Please indicate quantity desired handheld ham, egg, and Swiss croissant.
And now it's going to list to me every item that's on that breakfast menu. And that is our smart reading feature. So once again, I'm able to extract exactly what it is I'm looking for. If I was interested in just drinks, I could have it start from drinks. If I was interested in just desserts, I could specify exactly what I'm looking for without having to go through the whole menu. So that is a good summary of what the OrCam, I'm gonna put it in suspend mode here, but that's a good summary of what the OrCam read is. Basically, it's going to read from any flat surface. It will help you identify products, read your mail, read books. Let's say you go to a doctor's office and you need to read a consent form. Something else that's very notable about our devices is that since they do not have, our device does not require any type of Wi-Fi connectivity, it is a completely secure device. So let's say you're looking at something that's HIPAA compliant, or you're looking at something from a financial institution, once the OrCam reads it, the information disappears. It is not stored. Some of the other devices you may use that have Wi-Fi connectivity, what they're doing is they're taking a picture of that information, they're exporting it to a cloud where it's stored. That is not the case with our devices. There's no connectivity needed. So everything is remains very private and confidential. Nothing is stored. So I have here, somebody asked a question, can you demonstrate a larger menu with Smart Read that has breakfast, lunch, or dinner? Unfortunately, at this time, I just have with me that this one little small menu, but it works really well. I mean, we have tried it in a number of menus where you're gonna have your challenges is, let's say you go to those restaurants, they have fancy cursive font, you know, for all type of technology, that's gonna be challenging. You know, what these devices read well are printed or your typical print that you find in books or italic type fonts. But unfortunately, this is the only menu that I have with me at this time. It's just this, it's a little breakfast and lunch menu. Is the command smart reading feature enabled out of the box? Yes, it is enabled out of the box. You enter into the mode by saying, you know, the smart, you say, hey, OrCam smart reading. And then to get out, you say exit. And that's how you get in and out of that smart. But yes, it is already activated. Everything is activated. You don't have to go in and activate any of the features. You adjust the volume to what is comfortable for you. You adjust the rate of speed for what is comfortable for you. And that's basically all you have to do. The device is ready to go when it's out of the box. So I would definitely like to open it up for more questions or anybody who's using your Reed currently and would like to share their experience.
And before we go over to that, Michelle, thank you very much for that wonderful presentation related to the OrCam Reed. And definitely from a couple of those questions related to how that smart reading feature, I think we'll definitely have some future sessions focused specifically on those smart reading features within the various devices that OrCam has, from the MyEyes Pro to the Reed, because that is a fun feature to use and there's a whole lot to it.
There's a whole lot to it. You know, for example, you know, it helps you, for example, if you wanted to look at a newspaper, you know, you can ask the device to read the headlines. It would read you, let's say there's three headlines. It'll give you all three headlines. And then from there, you choose the article you want to read. If article one was the one that was of interest to you, you tell the device, start from article number one, and that's what it begins reading. So there's definitely many uses to it besides just reading a bill or just reading, you know, a menu. There's definitely a lot more uses to it.
Nope, and there is. And some of the uses I've used mine for is reading my kids' homework, as well as doing some other readings with them with it, because it is very easy to be able to quickly grab it and take those snapshots of those smaller books to do it. So,
Absolutely. And the learning curve with this device is just around 20 minutes. It is, once again, just learning how to position that device. There's not a big learning curve. It is very simple, easy to use, and people really have been very successful with it.
So with that stated, do we have any questions? If you do, feel free to insert them in the chat box, like several of y'all have already been able to do, as well as if you want to ask a question, feel free to either raise your hand and we'll go ahead and call on you. Raising your hand is going to be using Alt-Y or Command-Shift-Y. Muting yourself is going to be a combination. If you're on Mac or Windows, Mac is going to be a Command-Shift-A to unmute yourself. Windows is Alt-A to unmute yourself. So, questions, comments, let's hear from everyone that we have on board.
And all questions are good questions.
Does it read handwriting?
No, sir, not at this time. It does not read handwriting, just printed text.
I do have a OrCam MyEye, which I really enjoy and I like a lot. The only thing is, I'm wondering, and I'd like to have the Reed too, but the thing is, I'm wondering, when you enable that to read something, do you have to start up the unit before you do that, or is it always on, or does it go off when you're done reading a menu or whatever you happen to read?
So it's a very good question. So very much the same as your MyEye, the device can always be on, right? And with your MyEye, it goes to sleep, right? If you don't touch it, you don't do anything, you know, it goes to sleep, and then you have to tap it to wake it up. The same here, you know, with the Reed. So you can have it on, wake it up by just simply tapping a button, have it read, and then put it down, or, you know, put it around your neck, and it will go to sleep until you have to use it again. Now, that's just for general reading. The smart reading feature, you know, you do have to go into it with a vocal command and activate it, and then once again, exit out of it. But then if it's, you don't touch it, you don't do anything with it, you know, it goes into suspend mode to protect the battery.
And one thing I like to add about the Reed is that battery life on the Reed is fantastic, where I've been able to just have it on in my pocket for, you know, course of a day, actually course of an entire week, and not have to worry about running out of batteries during that time period for those quick snapshot readings that I do.
And that's a good point, Tim. You know, for those of you who have the OrCam MyEye, you know, we know that the battery life is a challenge because that device is so small. You know, it's the size of your pinky, basically. And in order to keep it lightweight so that you can wear it and it's not heavy and it doesn't slant your glasses, we just can't put a big battery in there. with this device, and you can vouch for it, Tim, right? It's not heavy. It's not gonna, you know, you don't really not even feel you're wearing it around your neck. It's just a little bit over an ounce, but it is a much larger device. You know, it's 2 to 3 times the size of the MyEye. So it has a much larger battery, therefore 4 hours of continuous use. But it kind of goes back to what Henry said. If I'm not using it, or what Henry asked, if you're not using it, it does go to sleep. So it can get you through a whole day or longer, depending on how much you're using it, you know, during that day.
When you go into a restaurant, you know, a lot of restaurants, the lights are so low and dim.
Yes.
The Orcam be able to read in a dim room?
Yeah, so it should. You know, we know that with all these devices, lighting is great. The more light, the better. But that being said, that is the reason for the flash on the device, is to be able to illuminate what you're trying to read so it can read it. So yes, sir, the question, it's an excellent question. And the answer is yes. In most situations, the device should be able to read for you, you know, just fine.
Okay. Lighting from the device, that wouldn't interfere with any, you know, other people.
So you can control the volume. You know, you can lower the volume to just the point that you are the only one that hears it, but you also have 2 options with this device. So actually 3, you can control the volume and make it a little bit lower, but sometimes restaurants are just so noisy that you can't hear. That's why we provide the option of Bluetooth, you know, making the device Bluetooth compatible, where you connect it to, you know, earbuds or earphones. But the device also comes with the hardwired earphones. So I just happen to have a pair right here behind me. And all I do is, like I said, there's a little port in the device. I plug it in, I put on my earphones on my ears, and only I can hear the information. It won't disturb anybody. Nobody will hear it. Or if it's very loud, you'll be able to hear it perfectly.
And it is hearing aid Bluetooth compatible.
So it is compatible with Liveo Starkey Edge AI. So it's not compatible with all types of Bluetooth earphones. It is specifically compatible with Starkey Liveo Edge, which is something that the VA does dispense. You know, I believe, I don't want to misspeak here, but I think that there's a very good relationship between the VA and Starkey. So maybe a lot of you have Starkey hearing aids, but there is also, there's streamers. So some of them are called, for example, Phone Clip Plus. Maybe it's something that you wear around your neck or you clip onto your waist. And then what the device does is the Orcam connects to that, and that streams to the hearing aid. That's also a possibility. You know, it's not always guaranteed. There's hundreds of streamers out there, but if it does not stream directly with the hearing aids that you have, using an external streamer can be an option.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
And we had a question in the chat box about cost as well as VA. I'll address the VA piece about, is the VA able to issue these devices? Yes, for those veterans that are eligible for blind rehab services and have conveyed the goals for the Orcam read to their VIST or BROS or other entity that's part of the BRS continuum of care services, that the VA can provide assessment, evaluation, training, and issuance of the Orcam Read, as well as the Orcam My Eyes Pro. And Michelle, if you want to handle the price piece.
Yes. So for example, the particular unit that we are discussing today that has the money and the barcode can only be received, you know, through the VA. For people who do not qualify, for our other consumers, it can be, once again, purchased, you know, directly from us. And the MSRP on the device is $1,990. So, you know, I definitely encourage you to, you know, go through your VA. And as Tim said, if you are eligible, you know, let the VA know why it would benefit you, why it would help you in your everyday, you know, living skills to have a read.
I have the smart read feature. I also have the what's in front of me feature.
So I'm glad that you bring up that what's in front of me. So the what's in front of me feature is a feature that if you all have MyEye Pros, it's a feature that is in beta. So it's a feature that was never fully developed, and it's not gonna, they're not gonna move forward with developing it. But if you have a MyEye Pro, it's on there. It's just something that was in beta. So it's, you know, it's not reliable. The goal of that particular feature was to recognize certain objects that are in front of you. So if you said, hey, OrCam, what's in front of me? If it saw a chair, it would say a chair is in the center, a chair is to the left. If it saw a door, a table, you know, computer screens, that, so that feature's on there, will remain on there, but it's in beta. You know, it's not being, you know, developed. So, you know, keep that in mind. Tom, it may be a little bit of a challenge for you. You have an OrCam Pro, unless you, you know, for some reason you tell them I'm, you know, wearing something on my head currently bothers me. It could be a little bit of a challenge to get a read through the VA, because really they do the same thing. They read in the same manner. One is just a wearable and the other is a handheld device.
And Michelle, there was a question just asking about some of the basic commands for the using the smart read feature. And one thing I will say, there's a full list of those commands on the OrCam's website.
Correct.
As well as within the device, one of the best help features that I found with using it is being able to bring up those help menus so you can hear from the device itself what are some of those smart read commands.
Yeah, I mean, there are so many voice commands that it can get you in trouble sometimes, I say. But, you know, some of the most used voice commands are, you know, as I demonstrated, speak faster, speak slower. You can control your volume manually, right, by touching the buttons. But I can also say it with a voice command. I can say, hey, OrCam, volume up, volume down. I can tell it to tell me what my battery status is. I can change the voice. So the voice on the device generally is female. If you don't like that, you can change it to a proper male British voice. You can do all this with a voice command. If you are light sensitive and for some reason flash bothers you, you can turn that off, you know, with a voice command. And these voice commands are used for the MyEye, our wearable device, as well as for our handheld device for the read. But they are numerous, you know, voice commands. You're going to concentrate on, you know, the usual suspects, which is probably a good, you know, 5 to 10, you know, voice commands, less on the read. But something else to know is that for the read, as well as the MyEye, we have an app. Now, you don't have to use the app to be successful with this device, but we know that people enjoy using apps. So know that there is an app for both our devices. What can you do with the app? Well, the app, once again, you want to control your volume, you can. You want to control the rate of speed, you can. Also be known that the device that we dispense to the VAs comes with a second language. So all the devices that you receive come with Spanish. So if you're bilingual like I am, and you get an email, you want to read a book in Spanish, you can. So, you know, you can have the device just read in Spanish. We could change the menu to Spanish. So all these things can be done with verbal commands, but you can also go into the app and change a lot of these features as well.
And thank you, Michelle, for bringing up the app, because that was going to be one of the next thing I was going to mention about it, is just all those settings and other things that you can control with the read as well as the MyEye through the app, which is a fantastic alternative method for those that, as I said, like accessing those features.
Yeah, we like to provide people with options. Not, you know, we all do things in different ways. So, you know, we like to offer, you know, a level of customization so that the device is user friendly and you can use it how you want to use it.
How far, what is the distance of the camera? If I'm sitting like in a stadium, mm-hmm. and one of the issues I have is looking up at the scoreboard and trying to see what inning it is, how much time is left on the clock. What is the distance that the camera will see that? Can it detect that if I'm sitting at a football?
That's such a good question. I have never tried it. Every time I do one of these presentations, I love it because I learn and I get asked something I've never tried before. So I'll answer it this way. So these devices, they are designed for personal space reading, right? They're not designed to read at a distance, but they can. They have ability to read a street sign or, you know, the sign of entering, you know, a store. The question of distance, of the device reading a distance, it just depends on how large the font is. So okay. In reference to reading a stadium, I don't know, I've never tried. That's an excellent question. If you try it, please let me know. Call me and let me know.
Okay.
Because that's such a great, you know, such a great question. Font being so large, I would be interested, you know, to see. But it can, you know, it can, but it just depends on the size of font. You know, font is large enough. Yes, it can read, you know, 20 to 30 feet away. Now, when you're talking on a jumbotron like that, I would love to know. That's something great to know. So let me know how that goes.
Okay, I'll be the guinea pig.
I
have one more comment. I'm an identical twin. And okay. My question was, with the facial identification, if we put our hair the like, and I identify her as Michelle, if she puts the OrCam on and looks at me, was it sensitive enough to pick up something different and that it would not keep calling me Michelle?
It depends how identical you are. So my sister and I are, obviously we're not twins, we're sisters, but we look a lot alike. What the device does, there's an algorithm built in the device that what it's doing is it's learning. It's not that it takes an image of your face and it saves it, but rather the algorithm learns the distance between your eyes, your nose to your mouth. That's the way it works. So being identical twins, I would think it's probably going to think that you are one and the same person, because my sister and I, at times it has confused. You know, this is technology. It's never 100%, and it's always kind of fun to see, you know, what it's going to say and do. It's not 100%, but it's a wonderful aid. So I would think that it would probably think you're one and the same. There's probably not enough differentiation in the features to notice a difference, but if it does, that's amazing.
My question has to do with reading menus.
Mm-hmm.
Does this device automatically switch between column and table mode, or do you have a way to switch it?
So it does it automatically. You don't have to change it. So, you know, previous to one of our recent updates, and it's not recent, it's been some time, but the device only used to read in column mode. You know, it only read in column mode. It was in the last update that they did that it now, you know, reads in table mode. And once again, you know, according to how that menu is formatted is how it's, you know, it can be better. And it also helps, so for example, you know, if it's you want all the foods on the left-hand side and then the pricing is on the right-hand side, our device always does better reading money when it has the dollar sign. So, you know, there's those little quirks to it, but to answer your question, sir, you don't have to adjust anything in the device. It does switch from column to table.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
I was wondering about reading off your screen. I get emails that have balloons on them, and I don't know if they could read the balloons.
I'm sorry, it gets what on it?
Balloons. You know, when somebody speaks at a cartoon, they have...
Oh, okay, yes. So yes, it's going to read off your screen. Now, where it differentiates from a screen reader, right? Like a screen reader, it reads differently. Like you can control where you may want to start and where you want to finish. When an OrCam takes a picture, it's just taking a picture of what it sees. So it's gonna start from, and Tim, you'll laugh at this because you know where I'm talking about, www.orcam. Like it'll start, you know, from the top, depending on how you position it, and read all, you know, all the way down. So if you have the ability to kind of see where the text starts, you can control where your MyEye device or your read would start reading. But an OrCam just reads what it sees. You can't control it like you can with a screen reader. I'll tell you this, what's nice about the OrCam is I know with screen readers, they don't read pop-ups that maybe that you get. So I know people that have used the read in conjunction with like their Zoom text or their JAWS to be able to read those pop-ups when they occur.
Thank you.
Thank you for the question.
the website again for the OrCam, for one? And what is the name of the app I can download?
Sure.
For the OrCam read?
So our website is orcam.com, O-R-C-A-M.com.
Okay.
And it provides, you know, the information on our devices. You know, if for some reason somebody on the call is doesn't qualify under the VA, you can reach out to me directly. You know, if it's something that you're interested, you know, in purchasing, you can reach out to us direct. When you purchase direct from us, you know, we provide all the training versus, you know, purchasing on a website, you just get something, you know, shipped to you. But our website is a nice source of information. Let's say maybe you've had your MyEye for a little while and you forgot how to use something. There are tutorials, you know, on our website, which are nice, you know, nice refreshers on there. And then, so on the, in reference to the apps are just called MyEye 2. If you have the wearable device, it's called MyEye 2. And if it's, and that's available on Apple and Android. If you have a read, right now the app is just available on iPhones, and it is just called OrCam Read.
OrCam Read, okay.
Yes.
Well, Michelle, I'd like to thank you on behalf of the BVA for joining us on our inaugural episode for the BVA's Vet Tech program, where the first Wednesday of each month at the same time, same location, same Zoom information, we'll be talking with Michelle to learn more and more about the different OrCam line of devices and products and how to use them, with doing some nice, good deep dives into some of the individual features. I'm already thinking, hey, we're probably going to spend a whole lot of time talking about those voice commands, because it is a great feature to use, and there's a whole lot of in-depth detail on how we use them. So I just want to say thank you, Michelle, very much. Next week at this time, we will have the Vispero training team. That would be Ms. Rachel and Elizabeth come on board to talk about the wonderful lineup of Freedom Scientific products, including JAWS Fusion and ZoomTex, as an overview. And we'll be looking forward to having them come on board and join us for a very similar type of presentations with information about that program be coming out here shortly. So with that said, I'd like to thank everyone for joining us. And Michelle, this session was recorded and will be posted through a BVA Vet Tech podcast series that's coming out, as well as other social media efforts. So if you miss anything, it will be available for everyone to listen to. So with that stated, thank you very much, Michelle.
Thank you all so much. I really appreciate the wonderful questions, and you can always reach out to Tim. I'm happy to share my information and follow up with any questions that anybody has. But thank you again. For me, it's always a privilege.
If you enjoyed this episode of the Blind Veteran Association Vet Tech Podcast Series, be sure to like, subscribe, and leave us a review. The Vet Tech Podcast Series is available on all major podcast services, as well as through your digital smart speakers, by simply asking it to play the latest episode of the BVA's Vet Tech Series. For more information about the BVA, be sure to check us online at bva.org, as well as on our Facebook and Twitter feeds. I'd like to thank you again for listening to this episode, and hope you all have a wonderful day.